Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Hello, Jacksonville, Florida. This is Apostle Kim Daniels of Spoken Word Ministries, and I'm excited to be live in the studio with my hype man, Roger. He's all suited up and COVID-19 up. And listen, I want you to go ahead. Hi, Facebook family. Go ahead and share this post. I really am excited about having this time to minister. Those of you who are listening to this radio broadcast over the internet, we welcome you, those who are on Facebook. We welcome you and those who are in this city and surrounding areas listening to Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. And I am Apostle Kim Daniels here with 1 hour of power, 60 minutes of fun in the Holy Ghost. Well, let's read our first passage of scripture. Told you this morning that we were going to be ministering about finances, and everybody's talking about their financial situations, and that's the kind of prayer requests I'm getting. So that's where we're going to go. We're going to read from Leviticus, the 27th chapter, the 30th verse. Leviticus 27 and 30 says, "And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord." Father, we bless you and glorify you and magnify you. We thank you for the hearers, those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church at large. God, we thank you that this is not by power or might, but by your Spirit, that we receive with meekness the engrafted word of God. And God, we bless you right now that as we touch and agree in the spirit realm, you'll manifest some things in the natural realm, as there are so many people that are listening that have financial issues and financial concerns. And God, I thank you that this message will take us to the root of our faith and to the root of what we believe as believers concerning the tithe, the offering, and our giving unto you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. I know that this is going to be a very, very interesting topic, and we had some folk. I was on my church service on the conference call line, and we had the opportunity for people to ask questions and comments, and of course we want to do that. That's why we're in the studio today. I want to do a little bit of teaching. I also want to speak into the lives of some people. But we just read this passage of scripture in Leviticus 27 and 30. Y'all know since the time Cain and Abel, you know, the issue of offerings or the concern or the understanding about giving offerings has always been at the top of the list. And ever since Cain and Abel, God made it clear that we cannot give him what we want to give him. You know, God is such an awesome God. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. God is all that. You know, wherever you are, I don't see anybody on Facebook. I don't know why I can't see folk. Wow, it's a lot of people. Oh, there you are. Hello, everybody. I see everybody on Facebook. But God, and for those of you who are on Facebook, put God is all that. Yes, he's all that and more than a bag of potato chips. As we said, God is omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Now, God owns everything, you know. And as we read this passage of scripture in Leviticus 27 and 30, it says, "And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord." That means it's separated. And if you really do a word study on the word tithe, it means to divorce the tenth. It literally means to divorce the tenth. Now, the word divorce, it means that you can't have any interactions anymore. You can't operate like you used to operate when you were married. So to divorce the tenth, it literally means that when you give your tithe, you know, and we're going to go into the difference of paying your tithe and giving your offering. When you divorce the tenth, you can't follow it to the altar in the church. You can't follow it through PayPal and to the room where they're counting the money, to the bank account, to the board meetings. To divorce the tenth, it means that you give that tenth and you let God have his way. Now, if people who get the tenth are bad stewards of that, I tell you, because the tithe is holy, because it's separated, it's dedicated, and all of it belongs to God. I'm going to go into some details. You know, we talk about touch not the anointing, but there are some folk they have to understand to keep their hands wrongfully off that tithe and off of that offering. So, although tithing is there's two things that biblically we can say tithing was described to be for the welfare of the priests and for the keeping of God's storehouse. Now, as that word storehouse comes up, let me see. Let's go over to Malachi, the third chapter. So I'm going to get into the scripture, and then I want to talk a little bit, and we're going to open the lines up. Because there are some folk that believe that we're in the New Testament, and tithing is not for today. I beg to differ, because tithing comes under the order of Melchizedek, who is before time and after time. So you cannot limit tithing to the scriptures you read in the Old and the New Testament, because there was something going on when those tithes were paid. They weren't paid based on what was going on then. It was long before time and long after time that giving God his first. Isn't God so wonderful? 100% belongs to him. He owns the cattle on the thousand hills, all the silver and the gold. And he lets us manage 90%, and we have a problem with that. You know, God is saying 10%, just give that to me. And then let's talk about tithe and offering as we're getting ready to read Malachi, the third chapter. It's tithe and offering. How about this? How about if you owe me $100 and you come and say, girl, I'm going to give you 20, you ain't gave me nothing. You owe me $100. So when you gave me 20, you still owe me 80. That's why I say in my mind, how I get a clear understanding. I'm going to give a little bit of testimony too. My tithe testimonies is that you pay your tithe, because your tithe is something that is due. It's something that is, now that's between you and God. Nobody going to tie you down. And guess what? You can't put nobody out of the church. The decision to pay your tithe is between you and God. But the Bible says that Abel had an acceptable offering and Cain did not. So we want to talk about that, you know, and I like to get into teachings, especially controversial stuff where folk, you know, well, tithing is not for the day or them preachers. No, preachers are not taking your money. And then it's for back then. But the Bible says as long as there is seed time and harvest, we're going to talk about seed time and harvest. It's not just about a seed. It's a season. It's not just about your seed. It's a season. So let's go to Malachi 3:8. It says, clearly will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithe and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse. My God, I don't want to be cursed with. Lord knows I don't want to be cursed with a curse. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts. And if I would not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. Here we go. And I will, not the pastor, not your husband, not your best friend, not your prayer partner, but the Lord himself. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your grounds. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before time in the field. says the Lord of hosts. You know, I use that scripture when women are trying to miscarry and the enemy is trying to make them go into labor before time. I have war Malachi 3:11 out that, sister, you shall not cast your fruit before time. You will not give for fruit that is not ready to come off the tree. How about that? That's, I said that better. So y'all know Malachi, the third chapter, this passage of scripture, and it talks about being under an open heaven. I believe in open heaven. Hallelujah. Now, somebody, you need to cuddle up close to that phone or to that radio or to that laptop, television, whatever it is, computer. You need to get real close and hear what I'm saying. It's time for us, when everything going on around us, it seems like it's being shaken. I believe that which cannot be shaken will be the foundational things and the foundational principles of the things of God. God ain't changed his mind because of a pandemic. Coronavirus can't change the word of God. And I believe that God will bring water out of the rock. He will bring manna out of the sky. He will split that Red Sea and you will cross over. And guess what? Don't you look back. But when you hear the noise, you better know that your enemies are behind you getting swallowed up because they cannot pass over what God opened up for you to walk over. Wow. And some of you right now, you say, well, I feel like I don't feel God, or I haven't sensed his presence. Let me tell you, you may be crossing over in something. And, you know, the Bible says that they follow God, a cloud by day and fire by night. And this is the good. This is the juicy part. This is the good part. When it seems like you can't see God and like God is so far away, the Bible says that when the Egyptians were coming up on them, it says that the Spirit of God shifted. No longer was he in front of them, a cloud by day and fire by night, but he got behind them. He shifted and they couldn't see him, but God had their back. I want you on Facebook right there, my friends and my partners, to go ahead and put God got your back. God got your back. Even though you may feel like you can't see him, you can't see the cloud by day, you can't see the fire by night. You know, people are dying all around us, and it seems like all kind of craziness is going on. But God, you may not see him ahead of you, but he has your back. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And I don't care what you're doing right now. You may be driving down 95, going around 295. I want a little bit of your attention right now. I came all the way over here live in this studio because I felt the anointing of God would meet us here this evening. We're doing some things to do some virtual ministry and some virtual things. But I felt I wasn't even supposed to be in here. And I'm just asking those of you, meet me here today, this evening, as we meet the Holy Ghost and we talk about our finances and we talk about prosperity and we talk about the God of our provision. You know, in Malachi, you know, it starts out talking about robbing God. And when I looked over at the Amplified version of the same passage of scripture, it say, will a man defraud God? You know, that's some strong words, you know. You know, the first thing when I first got saved, the preacher didn't tell me. I mean, my stepmom who practically led me to the Lord didn't tell me. Nobody told me. The Holy Spirit quickened me. Nobody couldn't tell me hard as I was working to give nobody 10%. The Holy Spirit came to me and said, pay your tithe. And I was reading this little book, Prayers That Avail Much. It was a prayer book, and it had and let me tell you something. When I did the sinner's prayer, the devil didn't attack me. When I started speaking in tongues, he came a little bit. He didn't come. But let me tell you, when he came hard, when the devil came hard, when I made it up in my mind that I wasn't just going to be a believer, I was going to be a tither. You don't just pay your tithe. You become, you don't do something. You become something. You know, I don't just pay tithe. I'm a tither. That means I'm walking under something and on something that will deal with anything that will come up against what's ahead of me. I got a strong foundation that I'm standing on, and I am under an open heaven. And I want to know if I got anybody out there that will touch and agree with me that we got a strong foundation and we're under an open heaven. Oh, my God. It says that you rob God when you don't pay your tithe and offering. Listen, some folk may say it's old school. Some folk may say it's old fashioned. But I tell you, it ain't gonna hurt you. It is better to give than to receive, to put God's money off and watch God show up and show out on your behalf. I want to call all the folk back into the fold who have stopped paying your tithe. And can I tell you something? This is not the situation at Spoken Word Ministries. I'm not doing this because we need money. No. I felt the Spirit of the Lord saying that in church-wide, we need to be sensitive that we don't let circumstances, situations, corona, pandemic, you know, guess what? If you get $100, give God 10. If you get $10, give God one. Whatever that tenth is, it is holy. And it belongs unto the Lord. We're going to talk about some details. It said if you don't pay your tithe. Now, y'all hearing me? I'm not trying to scare nobody. I'm not trying to upset or offend. But, you know, the Bible says that the word would be an offensive stumbling block to those who don't want to know the truth. But today I'm telling you the truth will make you free. I want to be made free. And some folk you've been going through and you can't grow through. And it just seems like it's one thing as another. Listen, God say, prove me. Man, that's deep. You know, God is still speaking. He's still moving. He's still protecting. He's still providing. He's still releasing his power. And God say, prove me with your tithe and your, let me show up and show out in your circumstances. And somebody's out there saying, Apostle Kim, you slap crazy. You know, we on E right now. We running on E, and you telling me to give God a tenth or whatever we got. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm telling you that God want to do something supernatural. God want to do some creative miracles. Listen, when you ain't got nothing, God will create something. God want to do something in your life that's never been done before. Some of us, we in a place where we ain't got no choice but to believe God. Come on. Listen. I mean, you know, sometimes you can't even get Lysol. Y'all better help me up in here. We used to be able to walk into the store and get a can of Lysol, and now Lysol is precious, and those things that we've overlooked, we know that they're precious now. You see a can of Lysol spray, you know, folk trying to steal Lysol. Not Lysol precious. It's rare. You know, you better not lay a can of Lysol on your car seat. They might break your window for that Lysol. I'm just joking around, but I'm just telling you the things that we have not paid attention to. We have taken for granted. We don't take for granted being able to walk around and just breathe air without a mask on. Everybody masked up. You know, we need God like we've never needed him before. And we don't need to take no shortcuts in the word of God. I pray that those on Facebook that you will share this post. And I pray that those who are listening to this radio broadcast, I may make this available so that you can. That you can purchase this. That's what I do. You can contact my ministry, but I want you to listen to this word over and over again. You are cursed with a curse. And I just want us to stop for 1 minute. I be thinking like, oh, now you know God, a curse is something else. Mm-hmm. And a curse that the devil put on you, that's something else. But the devil didn't do this. This is not something you can say the devil did it. God says you will be cursed out of the mouth of God. Some folk don't understand. The Bible says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And I just love this. God said, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I'm ready for the blessings to pour. I'm ready for that latter day rain. The Bible says that the latter day rain. Come on, y'all on Facebook. I need y'all to get involved. Pour out a blessing. And, you know, I'm believing God to pour out blessings of provision, pour out blessings of protection, pour out blessings of power. Protection is going to be a big deal in the year to come. We overlook protection in America. America, we have been so spoiled, but I thank God for his protection. I thank God that things don't go on in other in America that go on in other countries. But listen, I'm going to say this, folks, but demons are coming across the water. Things that we are dealing with, things that we've never dealt with before. Come on, America. Y'all know we have tiptoed through the tulips, you know. We are the land of milk and honey. You know, we live in the place of the good and the plenty. And now that we have been in this place, people over in the deepest third world countries, you know, they have to believe God for the simplest of things. And what breaks my heart the most is when in some of the communist countries where people would die for a piece of a page of a Bible that's been made illegal. And we just take Bibles for granted, and we take air for granted, and we take, you know, people are like they say, people are dying that never died before. People are waking up dead. You know, I don't know how you say that, but it's happening. You know, it's happening. But I tell you, God is in charge. I believe revival is in the air. God wants to turn what the enemy meant for evil. You can know that the enemy has a plan, a diabolic plan, a demonic plan. But God is not nervous. He's sitting on his throne, and he's sitting up high looking down low. And you need to know that God is in charge. So will a man rob God? Listen, I'm teaching this is a spiritual warfare Bible. Yeah, a sister is a part of a Bible. I got like 49 lessons in this spiritual warfare Bible. Pastor John Eckhart has 50. Those of you who are not watching on Facebook, you can't see it, but I got this spiritual warfare Bible in my hand, and there's a lesson in here. Why do we pay our tithe? And so I want to read something out of here. It says the tithe, it is unto the Lord. Genesis 4:4 says that Abel gave God the firstborn of his flock, and the Lord had respect for his offering. Abel brought the chief or the best part. He presented God with his best, you know. So y'all know we don't have goats and calves and all of that kind of stuff, because animals were a type of currency or represented a type of prosperity. But God wants our best. He wants the best of our increase. He wants the first fruit. One of the first scriptures God gave me was the first fruits. I want the first fruits of your increase. You know, some folk, they're crying about having to pay tithe. But, you know, you could be crying about not having a job to pay tithe with. And you go long enough without a job, you be running to pay them tithe. Once you get that 100%, it won't be no problem with you cutting off and giving that 10%. You know, when you had 0%, what is 10% of nothing? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But I'm telling you that for those of you who are out there, I prayed with a young lady today. She said my unemployment ran out. Let me tell you something. When your unemployment run out, the Holy Ghost got to kick in. And I'm just believing that as we pray today, that there are folk that are going to get jobs. Some people, I see a lot of people, you can be working at home. Don't you give up. Come on, let's rise up. Let's walk in faith. And I believe that God is pouring out jobs. He's pouring out provision. He's pouring out healing. Somebody needs healing in their body, whatever you need. We're under an open heaven right here in Duval County. And we decree and declare that the heavens are opening up all over America in our counties. We are not in despair. We are not downtrodden. We are the children of God. We are the people of God. And we're going to walk this thing out under an open heaven. Let me finish. See, the importance of this topic is not about money or goats. It is about seed time and harvest. And Genesis 8:22, y'all can put that on the screen. Come on, Facebook, I need y'all to work with me. When you hear me say something, people are watching, go ahead and put that on the screen. And we are at Kimberly Maria Daniels, my Facebook page, for those of you who want to log in and want to take a peep at us. We put Genesis 8:22 on the screen, and it tells us that as long as the earth remains, last time I checked, we still here. Last time I checked, the earth still remains. As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. The Hebrew word for seed time is zera. Put that on the screen. Z-E-R-A. Zera. As long as the earth remains, there will be zera and harvest, okay? And it's defined as sowing time. All right, y'all. I don't care if it's a pandemic, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you. I was just so sensitive to when the pandemic started, you know, and I still am. But you know how you get yourself out of a mess? You give your way out of it, you know. And what I'm telling you, when you are led by God and when you give, and when you give by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and when you give based on the foundational scriptures of God, God will never leave you hanging. David said, I was a young man, and now I'm old, and I never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed beg bread. Listen, for those of you who are watching by Facebook, for those of you who are listening, I prophesy, I decree, and I declare that your seed will never beg bread. This is not just about us. Come on, aren't you concerned about the next generation? You know, I'm almost 60 years old. I got more life behind me than I have ahead of me. I believe God for full life, and I got a lot of days ahead. But I am concerned about my children's children's children. We can't be selfish. You know, we got to teach our children the principles of God. And if we don't teach them the things of the simplicity, this is real simple. This ain't deep. You ain't got to know all the Greek and the Hebrew. You can't beat God given. And a foundational principle of the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is that we don't just give 10%. We are tithers. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Listen, I paid my tithe, you know, since I got saved. And I just want to encourage you, for those of you who have I don't know for what reason that you have moved out of that realm. And guess what? Whether somebody's going to hell, I'm not putting nobody in hell. I'm not trying to judge nobody. I'm telling you, it's time. It's sowing time. And guess what? You can't give your offering until you paid your tithe. I said, if you owe me 100 and you give me 30, you still owe me 70. So 10% belong to God. And if you don't give your 10%, now somebody may beg to differ, but this is just how I see it. I'm just a real simple person. If you don't give your 10%, until you give 10%, you ain't gave no offering. You pay your tithe, you give your offering. Been walking that out for a long time, okay? Here we go. We can safely say that as long as the earth remains, the spiritual principles of God will be set in place. Tithing is one of them. The first place that the word tithe is mentioned in the Bible is the scripture that I read you from Leviticus. And this describes tithe as being holy and separated unto the Lord. I believe that the first thing God wants us to know is that the principle of tithing is holy and it means to be separated unto him. And once we understand this principle, tithing doesn't become just an act. It becomes a lifestyle. You don't just give, you become I am a tithe, but God is so merciful that he allowed us to be stewards over the, everybody talking about the 10th, let's talk about the 90. You know, he allows us to steward over 90% of his money. It ain't even your money. Everything belongs to God. Amen. Tithing is all about covenant. It's all about faith. If you don't believe it, don't do it. And can I tell you, let me say this, if your heart ain't right, if you grudgingly, you know, the Bible talks about don't give grudgingly. If your heart ain't right in giving, keep it. If you're planting a seed with a mean heart, God loves a cheerful giver, a joyful giver. And I'm telling you, a person that gives grudgingly might as well keep the money in the bank. Don't take it out the pocket. Don't even write a check. Don't cash app. Don't swipe the card, because true giving comes from the heart. You know, y'all wouldn't believe. A lot of folk be asking me, what you getting out of that? How come you do that? Why are you giving that? Listen, because I sleep good at night. I feel good because I've obeyed God. You know, There is a, and this blessed me. Y'all know we were out. You may not know, but we were out in Sherwood Plaza and folk were buying televisions out at the manufacturer's cost. I mean, 55-inch, 4K, smart TVs. They got the cable box in the TV. All you need is internet. But nice television. The televisions really didn't cost that. I mean, I could have got $50 or $60 off it, but I didn't. You know what? I wanted the people to get a deal. And the people that were doing this, they said, you know, why didn't you? Because you gave them the TVs at cost. What do you get out of this? I get the seed. Come on, put that on the screen. I get the seed. Would you rather have the money or would you rather have the seed? Now, I don't do that all the time because I have to pay my bills. But I'm saying as the Lord leads you, sometimes it's better to get the seed. It's bet. I get the seed. In other words, that's a seed that I'm going to, and I didn't do it to get anything back. But guess what? It's a spiritual principle. It's going to happen whether I did it to get something back or not, long as my heart is right in the reason that I did it. And while we were doing the televisions, and by the way, it was to let people know about this wonderful, awesome 30-year-old genius who's the only African-American in the country who has his own telecom company, has his own TVs, has his company with service and his own cell phone. See, Sprint got Motorola, but he got the Figures phone, Freddie Figures, 30 years old, thrown away on a trash pile when he was a baby. Somebody found him. His adopted parents raised him up. He's a genius. He didn't even graduate, I don't think, from middle school. He was so smart. And folks say, oh, he needs an education. Yeah, he's an educated multimillionaire right now. College was not his route. And I'm giving his testimony. You know the device, I can't help, I can't get up, I've fallen down. Guess what? A brother invented that, okay? He invented the, I don't know how they say it, help, I can't get up, I've fallen down. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the something alert. What is it? It's some kind of alert. Y'all know, y'all seen it on TV, if somebody, a senior or somebody fall down and can't get up, they could just hit that life alert is what it's called. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But, and this young man is a philanthropist and he gives a large percent, he doubles the tithe and gives back. That's why God blesses him. And so I'm talking about him as we were doing the television, because, you know, folk creeping around. You know, they're always looking for something. Why is she giving tip? Why? You know, guess what? Why don't you try? You'll sleep good at night. Don't try to figure out what's behind. What's behind it is obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, the obedience of just obeying God. And guess what? That smile on that person's face are changing a life. What price can you put on that? And I said all that to say this, as we were giving out the turkeys, Freddie Figures gave away 1,000 turkeys. I traveled around Florida with him, giving them away. He's got hundreds of bicycles. I think 500 bicycles or something like that, giving out bicycles for Christmas. God blessing this young man, you know, God blessing him, and he balling. All right. So as we were out in the parking lot, one of my favorite parking lots, Shops of Sherwood, Soutel Drive, 5045, I ain't gonna call him an old man. There's a senior citizen, elderly man, that comes out. He's a Caucasian man. He comes out in the park. Every time I come out there, y'all got another turkey. We done gave our turkeys. We found another turkey. We give him another turkey. Then he comes out there when we were giving something. Oh no, we're not giving our turkeys. But every time he see that truck, he know we're giving something. Isn't that something? When people see the truck, it's not like he was thinking, oh, they come to get something. He came up and he said, what are y'all giving out? So I saw him coming from afar yesterday, right? And one of my guys that works with me, and we give out the stuff from the Figures truck, he said, here comes that guy again. You got to have something to give him, right? So we were eating pizza, right? We were eating pizza. Had a big box of, you know, I had one piece of pizza. I was full. And, he was coming up. I was walking toward him with the pizza, man. He said, y'all giving out pizza? I said, yeah, you just come up in time for your pizza. But I'm getting to a point. I promised him he's in a facility, a housing, you know, a place, you know, where they have eight people that live there. And he said, you promise you going to bring us hams? Because when they had the turkeys, I said, man, I'll get some hams and bring it. What you need, 10 hams? And I literally forgot. And he came back. He said, you that lady that be running for office, he want to remind me, if you don't bring that ham, we ain't gonna. I said, stop. He was joking with me. He said, aren't you that lady? Didn't you tell me you was going to bring us some? I said, yes. And guess what? We're going to get those hams over there to him. But you know what? That made me feel so good. Listen, if you're depressed, if you're suicidal, I'm telling you, you know, give out of your need. Give out of your situation. Giving clears your mind. It makes you, Hype Man, how much time we got? We got 24 minutes. All right, so listen, y'all know I can go on and on and on, but y'all got the principles of what I'm talking about in tithing. The Bible says that you'll be under closed heaven. There'll be a ceiling over you. We rebuke that ceiling right now, and the devourer would not be able to block your blessings. I got a lot more I could teach on this topic, but we're going to go on and open those lines up now. That phone number is 904-831-1079. Can y'all put it on Facebook? Can you put that on the screen? 904-831-1079. Amen. And y'all hit those hearts for me. Go ahead and hit those hearts. Can they hear? Okay, all right. We got that. Go ahead and hit those hearts. And we got some folk calling in already. Now, y'all don't call me cussing me out about no tithes. If you don't believe it, you know, guess what? Let us talk to somebody who either has a legitimate question or has a comment. So we got a first caller on the air. You know, guess what? What is your name, caller? Give me your name and where you're calling from.
Either has a legitimate question, Candy, or has a comment.
And I'm calling from Winter Haven, Florida.
Okay, your name is Candy?
Yes, ma'am.
Candy from Winter Haven. Go ahead, Candy.
I need prayer.
You need prayer. Okay. And what do you need prayer for, Candy?
My son is facing 18 years. I just had the Baker Act, my grandson. My brother, I just had the Baker Act him. It's just so much. I follow your ministry. I used to get on the prayer line at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I stopped. I need some.
Okay, baby, just hold on. We're going to pray for you right now. We're going to pray for everybody. This is Candy from Winter Haven, and our sister is going through something right now, and I need those of you who pray in the Holy Ghost to go ahead and start praying in the Holy Ghost. Candy, we're going to pray for you. I mean, I can't even imagine, but I do know that God can. God sees, he can't even imagine, but he sees everything you're going through. I know your son is facing 18 years in prison, and you had the Baker Act, your brother and your grandson. But you know what? We plead the blood of Jesus over you, Sister Candy. In the name of Jesus, we release the Ruach of God. A fresh wind to your house when it seems like all the air has been sucked out of your environment. We release the Ruach of God, the wind of God, my sister. And I plead the blood over your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotions, and even all that stuff that's mixing up with the heaviness that comes with the holiday season. And it seems like you're going through so much. I want you to just breathe in, sister, and breathe out. Just breathe in and breathe out. You've separated yourself. You kind of pulled yourself off. But I see reinforcements, regimental reinforcements coming. God has not forgotten you because you got a lot of seed. Sister, I've been talking about seed. You got a lot of seed in the ground because you have helped other people. And I pull up every root out of your heart where you've helped people, and it seemed like people have left you hanging. But every seed of bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, You know, we curse that to the root. And I just release the healing balm of Gilead, because you need a healing in your heart, my sister. And we pray for you, and we're going to continue. I want y'all to put Candy from Winter Haven, and I want you to continue to intercede for her son facing 18 years, her grandson that's been Baker Act, her brother that's been Baker Act. And sister, we are on every Sunday on Facebook. We're also on the we're advertising the prayer line. You know, I want to give you this number. I want you to call so that they could take you through some individual prayer right now at 904-237-9363. Victoria, you better be on that line, Victoria. 904-237-9363. My sister, I touch and agree with you. You call them and they're going to walk you through, because I see something heavy on you that need to be broken. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I love you.
I love you too.
Do we have another caller on air? Caller, go ahead. You are live. Go ahead, caller. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Martha Smoke from Jacksonville, Florida.
Your last name is, I'm sorry, you're from Jacksonville. I got that, Duval. Yeah. What's your name?
Smoke. S-M-O-A-K. First name, Martha.
S-M-O-A-K. Marcus Smoke.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
I was just praying for, wanted prayer for my finances, for my daughter and for my son, and you know, to let God speak a word for me.
Daughter and your son. Okay, because we're gonna pray a general prayer for everybody's finances. So make sure I have like 5 minutes left for that. I know we ain't got a lot, but. I just really sense that you are in transition. I see you between two things, and I don't know what that is, but you're coming out and going in. You're in, and that's why it seems like a wilderness place. So this transition is going to be a place of growth for you. I really sense that the Lord is saying unto you, weather the storm, because you're in a wilderness that's storming. But God says, weather the storm, walk it out, and don't look back. And that's the word of the Lord unto you. And we're going to pray for everybody's finances. God bless you, and I love you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, Florida, in the house, Duval County. We got somebody else on the line. Caller, you are on the line live. Go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name's Talia.
Tamia, and you're calling from what city?
I'm calling from Alabama.
From Alabama. Go ahead, Tamia.
I just have a question as a believer that with the tithe, it says bring your tithe to the storehouse. And just being in a pandemic, what advice would you give for believers on tithes that down the storehouse is closed? Could you explain that?
Yeah, but thank you for that great question. And I start out by saying, first of all, the storehouse is not closed. The storehouse is open. Buildings are closed, but the storehouse is never closed. And not only do we have all kind of modes and means to pay our tithe and to give our offering. I mean, I don't need to name all of the different methods that we have, but I'm an old fashioned old school sister, and I still write checks. So I write checks, and also you got PayPal, online, whatever. So there's a way to get those tithes in there.
No, like most people would think, like you're saying, the building is closed. Like most believers would think that because the building is closed, they don't have to pay their tithes. That's what I was saying.
Okay. But thank you. Like, that's a great observation. And that's what we were telling everybody that's thank you so much. That's why we're on the air talking about this now, letting people know that those, and all buildings aren't closed, you know. And I want to say that we're not judging the people that's opening buildings. We're not judging the people that's not opening buildings. My building is not open, and I am still saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and in the will of God. Okay, so thank you, sister. I think that your question has really answered the issue. You know, the question that you ask answered the issue, to let everybody know that the doors may be closed, but the windows of heaven are still open. Okay?
Yes.
I love you. God bless you. God bless you. We have no more callers on. Okay, we got no more. How many minutes we got? We got 15 minutes. Y'all better call in. Here we go. We got a caller on the air. That number one more time, 904-831-1079. Caller, you're on the air. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Alani Richardson. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, JVL. And your first name is? You ain't got to give your own. Just give me your first name.
Lottie.
N-A?
No, L-O-T-T-I-E.
Oh, Miss Lottie. Go ahead, Miss Lottie.
Yes, I'm calling for prayer. I have joint problems. For standing on cement floors for 23 years. And I pray for healing of the nation.
Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. I want y'all to put Miss Lottie, L-O-T-T-I-E, put her name on the screen. She's in Jacksonville, Florida, and she's having some issues with her joints, and she's been having it for 23 years. Father, in the name of Jesus, I need y'all to come on. Come on, intercessors on Facebook, and those of you out there in Duval County and the surrounding areas, we touch and agree right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over Miss Lottie in Jesus' name. I know you say it's joints, but I see a lot of tension around your head. I see that, like, even like wrinkles on your forehead, where there's a lot of pressure, but I prophesy and decree and declare, and I don't even know what pressure points got to do with this, to the pressure points in your body. Miss Lottie, just breathe in and breathe out. And God, I just thank you for the healing balm of Gilead. And even as Miss Lottie's under the spout where the glory is coming out, God, I thank you for giving her. You need a little bit of relief. And I thank you not just for release, but some relief so that she can breathe. And Miss Lottie, write this number down, because I want you to call and ask for Mother Scruggs. She got healing hands, and she can lay them hands through the phone. Okay, she can lay them hands. And it's ask for Mary Scruggs. And the phone number is 904-237-9363. 904-237-9363. And let Mother Scruggs not just pray with you, but pray you through. Amen?
Okay, could you give me that number one more time?
Scruggs, S-C-R-U-G-G-S. Just say Mother Scruggs of the church. She'll come on, okay? Mother Scruggs.
Okay, and you said the number was
904-237-9363. Come on, Facebook. Put that number up on the line. 904-237-9363.
Okay, I got it.
God bless you, Miss Lottie. Y'all, that's Miss Lottie. Keep praying for her. We need to deal with that joint and that arthritis. And, go ahead. Call another caller. We got another caller on the air. Give us your name and where you're calling from. We got 10 minutes. You're on the air.
Yolanda Gray, and I'm calling from Delhi, Louisiana.
Okay, we got Yolanda from what part of Louisiana?
Delhi, Louisiana.
D-E-L-H-I-G-H, Louisiana.
D-E-L-H-I, Louisiana.
D-E-L-H-I. Okay, we got... Go ahead, Miss Yolanda.
I was just calling for prayer that God would keep me and my kids and my grandkids covered in this season. And you say you was going to pray for everybody's finances. I'm watching on live. And I am a tither and a seesaw. I believe in it, and I believe in the storehouse being open.
All right. Let me touch and agree with you. Miss Yolanda says she's a tither, a seesaw, and she believes in the storehouse being open. That means she lives under an open heaven. And God, I just thank you for my sister calling and touching and agreeing with me. But as we close out in prayer, Miss Yolanda, you're going to be right on that list. As we pray for everybody, okay? But it was good talking to you. We're going to try to get another caller in. All right? Thank you. Next caller. We got another caller? All right. We lost him. All right. If y'all can call in, we got time for one more caller. They're calling back now. 904-831-1079. Caller, you're on the air. Give us your name and the city and state you're calling from.
Oh, my name is Anthony Promley, and I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Anthony from Newark? Yes. Wait a minute. I could tell, but you don't sound like you from you don't sound like you from Duval County. You know, I'm a little country. You sound real proper.
Yeah, my family from down there, South Carolina.
I know you wasn't from Sherwood when I heard your voice.
I got family from Conway in North Carolina, Bang.
Okay, North Carolina. That's still north to me. We from the bottom. Okay.
Okay.
but so Anthony, what is it that you want? Because we got 1 minute. And we're gonna pray for everybody. So what is it that? And thank you so much. It's so good to hear from men of God.
Okay. All right. One prayer for my mom, Francine Plumley. She's not feeling too well. She feels a little dizzy. And we want God to heal her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And then she's going through poor circulation in her legs. She got high blood pressure as well.
And high blood pressure. So you're calling for your mom?
Yes, for my mom, yeah.
Y'all, come on. We got Anthony from Newark, New Jersey, and we touch and agree with him right now because he's a man of God, and he's calling in for his mother. Y'all know, you know, God is the heavens are open over this home. And Anthony, we just pray right now for the Anthony, lift your hands up. Yeah, Father, we just thank you for the anointing in Anthony's hands, and as he lay hands on his mother, God, we thank you. And as you show him what to do in the natural, to working with the physicians and working with the doctor and working with the chief physician, Jesus Christ, let the anointing permeate and come out of his sweat glands in the name of Jesus and be released unto his mom. And I thank you for a creative miracle in her body and in her mind. We prophesy to Miss Francine's mind, and we say that her mind will send the right messages through her spine and to every. I specifically pray. I see the poor circulation, the high blood pressure, but we pray right now for every organ in her body. We plead the blood of Jesus over him in Jesus' name. God bless you, Anthony. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you too.
All right, y'all keep praying on Facebook and out there in Duval County and surrounding. Do we have anybody else on the? We got another caller. One more caller. We got time for. All right, caller, you're on the air. If you give us your name and your city and state you're calling from.
Thelma, Columbus, Ohio.
Wow, we got America on Thelma for Columbus, Ohio. And go ahead, Miss Thelma, what is your prayer request?
Praying for the ability to sleep. I've been going through some sleepless nights.
Oh, wow. Let's hit that real quick. Because I bind every mind-binding and mind-blinding spirit. Y'all, we praying for Thelma. She's having sleepless nights. God, we break the power of every Hank spirit, every nightmare spirit, everything that goes bump in the night, everything that will crowd her mind. God, you've anointed us. You say you give your beloved sweet sleep and divine rest. I pray for Thelma right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And anything that's making her nervous, in Jesus' name, anything in her food, in her diet, any medication, we reverse anything that's operating in her life that will stop her from sleeping. Thelma, in Jesus' name, receive rest. Receive the rest of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. One more call. We got 6 minutes. All right. That was Thelma for Columbus, Ohio. She wants prayer for sleeplessness. Come on, y'all, put that on the screen, Facebook. I need my intercessors. Where you at? All right. So, next caller, you're on the air. We need your name, city and state, and what you're calling in for.
My name is Ben Walker. I'm right.
Can you turn your radio down just a little bit? And so your name is?
Benjamin Walford.
Okay, we got Brother Benjamin on the. Oh, the brothers are calling in. Benjamin, where are you calling from?
Jacksonville on the west side.
West side? Go ahead, Benjamin.
I'm just wanting to pray for my family, my daughters. I have one in Ohio, and I have one in Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm just praying that God continues his work within me so I can fulfill my purpose that Lord has for me.
Wow. Y'all, listen, this is a father calling in for prayer for his daughters. And he and guess what? He's saying a very important thing, that God will continue to work in him. He's praying for his daughters, but he said, God, do something in me. Because, you know, the Bible says the generation of curses go back 3 and 4 generations, but the blessings go forward for 1,000 generations. And, Father, we lift up our brother Benjamin. We lift up his seed. Wherever his seed is, God, we release your anointing. We plead the blood of Jesus. Lift your hands right where you are, brother Benjamin. And not only but provision, but protection and power to your children. And as you are a mighty man of valor, everything that the enemy has meant for evil against your seed, the seeds you have planted will choke the bad seed out. And I prophesy to your land, and I say that the fallow grounds are broken up, because you have seed that's been sitting there on hard ground. God has protected and kept that seed, and now those grounds are being broken up, and seed you planted way back is falling down, and you're going to reap the harvest of that, and it's going to catapult towards your children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Y'all, we ain't got but 3 minutes. Y'all know I can stay here all night long praying for folk, but we're going to have to shut down the prayer line and pray for everybody. I want everybody that's over the air right now listening on the radio, those of you who are on Facebook Live, I want you to touch and agree with me. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. We pray to the Lord of harvest. Jesus, you are the Lord of the harvest. And we thank you, God, that as we are sowers, as we are tithers, as we are first fruiters, as we're getting ready to go into the year 2021, God, even as we're fasting for 21 days and we're standing in the gap, God, even for those who are not on the fast, we're praying for them. God, even when we first prayed, you told Daniel that when he first prayed, you heard his prayer. But the prince of Persia withstood him. God, we bind anything that would withstand us as we're coming through the last 21 days of 2020 and we're going into 2021. 21 is a year of manifestation. And God, I thank you that for the manifestation in the finances, for those who have been waiting on you. God, you say those who wait on you will not be ashamed. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus for the acceptable fast, for the acceptable offerings in the name of Jesus. God, anoint our storehouses. We thank you, God, that we're under an open heaven. God, I thank you that the devil, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord says he will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And for those who have ears, for those who have heard the word, God, I thank you that they will receive with meekness the engrafted word. And God, those things that have been lingering are broken off. Right now, where you are, I want you to breathe in and breathe out and say, God, let your kingdom come and your will be done. I am under an open heaven. The heavens are open above you. The second heaven is shut up. The third heaven is open. And we answer the God who we serve the God who answers by fire. And I pray right now that the God of the third heaven will answer by fire concerning every financial situation, everything that's come through Corona, everything that's come through the pandemic, everything that's come through unemployment. In the name of Jesus, we touch and agree. One of us can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. God, we are stirred up in the spirit, and we're not going to let you go till you bless our souls. God, I thank you for blessing the hearers and the listeners in Duval County, surrounding counties, those that are listening from around the world, those that are watching by Facebook. God, let us be one stick in your hand. And God, I thank you that the devourer is rebuked on our behalf and the testimonies are already released. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.